I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. This is Shan Rose. I want to thank everyone for listening to the last episode. Make sure you continue to tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This segment, we will spend some time going over some questions that I've received from the constituents. It's really important that I educate on how local government truly works. It's been interesting these last couple of months going over, you know, the direction and where District 5 is heading, where the city of Orlando is heading. And, you know, I keep getting asked the same question. What's the most exciting thing that's coming soon? And for me, the two-way-in of the downtown streets is really exciting. And you say, well, why? Magnolia is the first place that we are two-way-in. I am extremely business-centric, and small businesses make communities thrive. So as we're two-waying the streets, what it allows the opportunity is to grow businesses, but more so allow the residents and the visitors to really explore downtown, see some of the great long-standing pubs and bars that are here, some of our great restaurants. We've got a lot of eateries. I think anything you're looking for to eat, we have here downtown. We've got jewelry stores downtown. And so two-waying the streets is an excitement for me, but it takes me back to some of the evolution of downtown. And I wanted to encourage everyone. The city of Orlando is actively, and I say extremely, we're working hard towards ending homelessness. And when we think about the evolution of downtown, homelessness has been a thing. But we have heavily invested millions and millions of dollars in creating day services. We have something now with one of our partners, the Christian Service Center, something called 407 Connect, which we've outfitted an old bus, and we've created 21 beds with laundry service. And we also have like a little kennel to allow those who have pets to bring them on. But what we've said is we want to give people dignity, get them off the streets and give them a bed to rest at night. But what we provide is case management. And so always looking at outside of the box ways to eradicate homelessness here in the Orlando area, especially downtown. You know, we think about the history. Lake Eola used to have feedings. And so there would be organizations who would just come and drop food and different supplies to individuals. And it wasn't really an end to the situation. It was here's to get through the day or get through the night. And so what we've seen is it's better to help them in centralized location where they can get full wraparound services. So the Christian Service Center has turned into our day center for the homeless population. And when I say everything you could think of, from mail services, where if you're getting you lose a Social Security card, there's a place that they'll mail it, to phone services, to health services, and being able to figure out what it takes to get you out of homelessness into housing. So we're continuing to look at creative ways in solving the homeless issue that we have. And I say this, Orlando is not the only city going through it. There are other places across this country that are experiencing the same thing. And so we're all looking at different ways and figuring out what works best in other municipalities, other states, and what they're doing. And, you know, we continue to meet and talk through that. And so I want you to feel confident that we are working really diligently to end homelessness in Orlando and downtown and come up with solutions so that people feel safe and secure when they're traveling throughout. I'm going to answer a question that we received from the last podcast. And the question, I'm going to read it verbatim. How does budgeting work at the city level? Well, to understand the budgeting piece, you got to take a couple steps back and kind of learn the dynamics at the city of Orlando. So we've got 10 different departments at the city of Orlando. And I'll probably spend some time throughout kind of telling you more. But we've got our business and financial services, which deals with procurement, accounting. There's a group of people who look at the way we spend, how we're spending, where we can do better. We have an economic development department, which is huge. And that's actually where I started when I started at the city of Orlando in 2013. But there's a bunch of departments within economic development, which is really important. Economic development is how communities function, making sure that you've got communities with good ways to get in and out. You've got communities with bus stops. You've got how do you build communities is part of economic development, the permitting part. Then we've got the executive offices. So that's kind of, you know, your HRs, the commission office. I don't know if you know, if you all knew, but the city owns our own cemetery. We own Greenwood Cemetery. And that falls under the executive office, the city clerk, our city attorneys. And then we've got a couple others, sustainability and resilience. Then we have our family parks and recreation. So when you get up and you go to the park, we have a department that deals with that. Then when your children go to the rec center, you go to the pool, that's part of it as well. But then there is a lot of what our youth program, children and education. Then, of course, we have our first responders. So we have the fire department. We have the police department. We have a housing department at the city of Orlando. And when I say that's everything housing, whether it's our rehabilitation program at the city of Orlando or it's down payment assistance, or we're providing incentives to people building affordable housing. We have our Orlando venues. And so I'm blessed with two of our venues, Camping World, as well as the Kia Center. We also have Lou Gardens. We also have the Manila Museum. And then we also have public art, which has become a really interesting dynamics here in the city of Orlando. Then we have our public works department. So potholes, sidewalks, drainage, stormwater, that's all public works. We also have our, within Public Works, we have our Keep Orlando Beautiful. So y'all should check out the District 5 social media pages because we're always advertising different activities that are coming up and different cleanups that we're having in the community, as well as solid waste. So trash pickup and recycling pickup. The last department, and it's actually one of our newer departments that was created, is the transportation department. And so ultimately, road closures, parking, red light cameras, soon to be school zone cameras. So for those who don't know, similar to red light cameras, we are getting something in the 2024 legislative session. State legislators decided that they need to find ways within school zones to slow cars down. So we have school zones, and within the school zones, there will be cameras. So if you are speeding in the school zone, similar to red light cameras, you will get tickets. We have multiple phases. The first phase we have underway, and at the beginning of the 2026-2027 school year, there will be schools that will have school zone cameras, and so no speeding. Safety is our top priority, especially with our children. And we are committed to making sure we keep safe communities, especially around our schools. So we'll go into more deep dive in the departments within the divisions of the departments, what they do. Check out our social media page. So I have been doing ride-alongs with a lot of our departments, whether it's getting on a street sweeper truck or getting on a fire truck, but been intentional in spending time within the department so that the community understands a little bit more. But we'll spend some time, send some questions, and I could educate y'all more. So with 10 departments, you can imagine budgeting on the city level gets really intricate. We have to budget trees. We have to budget making sure we have staffing for everything that we're doing. And so it's really, it becomes a really intricate part where we all say, as the electeds, these are the things we would like to see. These are the areas we would like to improve on. And then we have staff in our budgeting office who kind of builds out those budgets. Each division within the departments, they kind of look at what areas may need to improve, what needs to increase, and we kind of build line items. And if you're interested, every council meeting that we have thresholds of what we have to vote on. So anything over $50,000 has to come before council and we have to approve it. So I would say checking out city council agenda items wherever you live, just literally city of Orlando, like your city, your municipality, and you say city council items. So for us, it'd be city of Orlando council agenda. And then you kind of gauge and gear what's going on, what are we voting on? And, you know, that's how we build out how to make things better. We have actually currently we are doing a study on roads. So for those that don't know, city of Orlando turned 150 years old last year. So as you can imagine, there are some communities that have been in existence since the beginning. So, you know, we have hired a consultant and brought on a consultant who is going street by street and evaluating the roads that we need to build on and how do we build them out and how do we make them better. And so we build out a timeline, and that's how we build, like, that's an example of how we build out a budget. For example, when you go to the parks, you visit our beautiful parks, you'll look and you'll say, okay, well, we need a new park structure. And so you say, okay, what will it cost to go visit this park and add new structures? So we add new structures. So that's how the budgeting works. It gets extremely intricate because what we want to do is make sure that we're shopping around, we're getting the best value for whatever we're trying to purchase, which is why we have an entire bidding process. So again, each division looks at their needs. What did we do? How did we spend? What areas do we need to improve in? And then we kind of, you know, as the commissioners, we say, for example, I may say, hey, this park needs a new park structure. Let's budget it out. And that's how your budgeting kind of goes on the city level. What it does take is a lot of partnerships in areas. So we have our state elected officials, as well as our federal elected officials, who we will meet with and we will kind of talk and say, hey, you know, and I'll give a perfect example. So some of the roads within District 5 are owned by the state. So we will go to the state and we will say, hey, this road, we need these improvements. How do we work together to create a better, safer community? And we'll budget, we'll kind of collaborate through there. We'll write grant applications. And that's how we sometimes fulfill some of our needs. Because I tell you this, while a lot of people have so much to say about taxes, property taxes that we receive do not cover every single need in our community. You won't get the stellar after school programs with just tax dollars. So we have, again, state and federal partners and elected officials that they have their budgets, and we kind of ask for some of those funds to be used on the local level to kind of make sure we can give robust communities. We will deep dive more into like each department and how each department kind of functions with budgeting. We'll go a little bit more in depth because it's really a lot to unpack when looking at how the city functions and, you know, how we function as an entire government. I've been, you know, when I look at what does a day to day look like, it honestly doesn't look the same. And it takes me into another question that I received and want to answer and kind of talk a little bit more about it. What partnerships are helping move the district progress forward? I would say private-public partnerships are the greatest things that could have ever happened. And there are multiple. I don't think that I could just like list off every single one. But I think one of the partnerships that we have been building on and building with is something called a Main Street. And our Main Street ultimately helps with our businesses in our community. So I'm fortunate that District 5 has three Main Streets. I have City District, I have the Paramore District, and I have West Lakes District. And ultimately, we work together to build our businesses. Like I said, and I'll continue to like stress on, small businesses make up communities. That's how communities function, whether it's food, clothes, whether you got to get your tire replaced. Small businesses are how our communities function, and making sure that their needs are met, finding out what policies may need to change to make things better. And so I'd say that's one of the partnerships that I've been spending intentional time. I have monthly meetings with my Main Streets to kind of figure out and hear how I can help them to help the businesses. So as elected officials, you cannot be in every square inch of your community. So having strong partnerships is important. And, you know, with our Main Streets, they focus on the business aspect. I would say on the residential aspect, we have a lot of neighborhood associations in the district. And so our neighborhood association presidents kind of are like the eyes and ears of the community. They hear from their neighbors. They kind of experience different things. So we work with neighborhood association presidents and, you know, on a constant basis, they'll call in and say this happened. But I've been intentional on quarterly meetings with president associations from our neighborhoods. We have roughly like 23 to 28 because the district is so vast and so large. And so I meet with them quarterly to kind of, for me, it's more information sharing than it is listening to concerns, because I get concerns more often than just at the quarterly meetings. But it's kind of like, okay, what's working in your area versus I tried this or I had this concern, and really allowing everyone to see, one, that every community is going through something, no matter how big or how small. But how do we do conflict resolution amongst ourselves? How do we, okay, well, if you're having a parking issue in your community, this is what I tried. If you're having, and so some neighborhoods have had it, where they're unwanted people hanging out in the parks. Okay, well, what did your community do? Well, you know, we started having more activities and engaging and kind of letting people know we don't really want you hanging out here. We prefer this to be a space, a safe haven for our kids. I think back to, and the ZL Riley Park was a perfect example when I moved into the community, and how do we activate the space so that the community feels welcome. So, you know, we start having different events there, whether it was an Easter event, it was just a community day, or we encouraged some of our neighborhood centers to just, hey, go hang out in the park and really create the space that these are safe havens for our children. And some of it included encouraging our parks department, hey, let's spend a little bit more time at this park. So community engagement, both from the business side and the residential side, they go hand in hand. They play an integral part of the partnerships that help move the district forward and what progress looks like. But, you know, on the other side, we have some really great partners, such as the Orlando Magic, who are very intentional on serving the youth and our youth programs within our community. We have Orlando City Soccer. They're, you know, they're huge partners. In fact, they have they've actually partnered with us and they do financial literacy. And like I said, we could go, I could go on a laundry list of the organizations, Christian Service Center, United Against Poverty, the Coalition. You know, there's a lot of great partners, and it just depends on what area of help we need. So, you know, we'll, like I said, as we start talking more, we'll, you know, we'll start bringing in some guests and from some of our partnerships so you can hear more from them and what their engagement with government looks like. I know I promised that we would talk about constituent complaints that came into my office, and I'm going to go into one, and I'm going to maybe help you on something that you're experiencing. So recently we received a phone call from a constituent that their energy bill keeps going up, and then they were like, well, what can we do or what can you do to help me? So the city of Orlando, our energy program is OUC, the Orlando Utilities Commission, the reliable one. And so it's a joke because we were at an event a couple of years ago and someone called it the sustainable one. So we're very intentional saying the reliable one. And OUC has some really great programs that I think your average person may not even know exists. So when the person called in, went over, you know, we asked them a couple of things and what can, you know, is there something has changed? So kind of walked them through a couple of programs that OUC has. And one of the biggest ones that I would recommend anyone to do is the audit program. So OUC has an entire audit program where they will come out to your house, they will inspect your home, and they will identify areas of your home that may need to work on that you maybe even didn't know. Maybe there's a crack in your window ledge that you never knew about that's letting in heat during the summer and making your house hotter, that is forcing your AC to work a little bit harder to keep the home cool, or vice versa. It's letting in cold air during the winter months and is forcing your unit to spend more funds on and spend more on keeping your home hot. So they will come out, they will audit, they will look at, you know, ways to improve. But to the flip side of that, they do have a program that helps if you identify different things that need to be changed in your home. They do have a program that may help you with rebate and reimbursement when you spend funds on these improvements. So, you know, walk the constituent through the process. And they were like, I didn't know that this existed. And ultimately, they ended up needing a water heater, and the water heater was not working, was not functioning properly and causing additional, the bill to, it was causing the system to run a little bit harder to heat up the water in the house. They ended up, OUC had a rebate program and had a program to help them with changing out their water heater. And so it's little tips like that where we're intentional on when you call us, we're going to answer you. I'm going to go into another one. And this one is probably one that I probably get more often, and calling a frantic. I'm just trying to get my life together. I need a job and I need help finding a job. I don't want to go back and do anything crazy. I just want to get my life together and be there for my kids. So walk them through. And one of the things that we talked partnerships a little while ago, we have some really great partners in our community that do job fairs consistently. The city of Orlando, we partner with Orlando Jobs, and Orlando Jobs hosts large job fairs at the Kia Center, where we open up one of the levels and we allow different corporations to come in. And sometimes they do on-the-spot interviews, but part of that, we do resume building, we do headshots, because that's what some companies do and add to their resumes now. So kind of walk them through, like, what kind of job are you looking for? And sometimes the ultimate question does, you know, the hard question you have to ask sometimes is, do you have a criminal background? And so being able to work with some of our partners, such as Operation New Hope, gives us a space to help those who do need a second chance and are trying to do the right thing. That's one of our partners. And then we've got other agencies and entities within our community that that do look past and look beyond some backgrounds and say, well, you know, people make mistakes and we give other chances. So walk them through the process. Hey, what kind of job are you looking for? Do you have a current resume? I'd say this, we have a really great partnership with CareerSource when individuals are trying to go back to the work field and maybe get a different career. And they're looking to get, you know, you may say, I want to become an electrician. So they help subsidize with going back to getting training opportunities. So walk them through the process, connected them to a couple of organizations, sent to a couple of job fairs. And I told them, I was like, if you don't do it, I'm encouraging right now, follow the District 5 page on all platforms, because if I know about a job fair, you know about a job fair. I'd say this, city government is not as easy as people may think it is. You see, you know, we call Orlando City Beautiful. There's a lot that goes into the day-to-day to make the city function 24/7, 365. There isn't a day off, even when some people are at home sleeping. There's entities and agencies that make sure your lights are turned on. There are entities within our organization that make sure that if you call 911 for whatever reason, someone is going to answer your call. And we're going to talk more about, you know, what does it look like? How do we budget to make sure when you call 911, someone comes to your response within a good time frame and you're not, you know, waiting forever? Continue to tune in. Subscribe, add me to your favorite, and let's learn more together. A good leader listens, and that's what I'm here to do. Listen to your concerns, address your concerns, and teach you more about how the government works and functions. Continue to send in your questions, your comments, your concerns, provide feedback, district5@orlando.gov. We will continue to come on every week and talk through your questions, get you more engaged, in tuned with, I'd say, the bigger picture, where the city is going. No matter where you live, how do you get involved in making a better neighborhood, making a better community? This is Shan Rose, and you are hearing it here first, from Straight from Rose Podcast.